Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Democrat Warnock beats Republican Walker in Georgia Senate runoff. Two more classified records discovered in Donald Trump's possession. And Supreme Court looks to limit judicial scrutiny of future elections. It's Thursday, December 8. I'm Anthony Davis. Raphael Warnock defeated challenger Herschel Walker in a Georgia runoff on Tuesday, ensuring Democrats an outright majority in the Senate for the rest of President Joe Biden's current term and capping an underwhelming midterm cycle for the GOP in the last major vote of the year. With Warnock's second runoff victory in as many years, Democrats will have a 51-49 Senate majority, gaining a seat from the current 50-50 split with John Fetterman's victory in Pennsylvania. There will be divided government, however, with Republicans having narrowly flipped House control. In last month's election, Warnock led Walker by 37,000 votes out of almost 4 million cast, but fell short of the 50% threshold needed to avoid a runoff. The senator won with a wider final margin in Tuesday's runoff, with Walker, a football legend at the University of Georgia and in the NFL, unable to overcome a bevy of damaging allegations, including claims that he paid for two former girlfriends' abortions, despite supporting a national ban on the procedure. Democrats' Georgia victory solidifies the state's place as a Deep South battleground 2 years after Warnock and fellow Georgia Democrat John Ossoff won 2021 runoffs that gave the party Senate control just months after Biden became the first Democratic presidential candidate in 30 years to win Georgia. A team that Donald Trump hired to search for White House documents found at least two classified records at the former president's Florida home, a person familiar with the matter said on Wednesday. A federal judge directed Trump's attorneys to look for any classified material still in his possession. They found the documents in a storage room at his Palm Beach, Florida home, one of four properties searched, the person said. The Justice Department is investigating whether Trump broke the law by retaining U.S. government records, some marked as top secret, after leaving office in January 2021. Trump, who last month launched his 2024 presidential campaign, has denied wrongdoing and said, without providing evidence, that the investigation is a partisan attack. FBI agents seized thousands of documents, about 100 of which were marked classified, during a court-approved August 8 search of his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. Prosecutors are also looking into whether Trump or his team obstructed justice when the FBI sent agents to search his home. Officials have said more classified documents may still be missing. Last month, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith, a war crimes prosecutor, as special counsel to oversee both the documents investigation as well as a separate investigation into Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The US Supreme Court's conservative majority on Wednesday appeared ready to limit judicial power to overrule voting policies crafted by state politicians, but might not go as far as Republican North Carolina lawmakers want in a case the liberal justices painted as a threat to American democratic norms. The court heard arguments in a case the state lawmakers have used to try to persuade the justices to endorse a contentious legal theory, gaining traction in conservative legal circles that would prevent state courts from reviewing the legality of actions by state legislatures regulating federal elections. The Republican lawmakers are appealing the top North Carolina court's decision to throw out the map they devised for the state's 14 U.S. House of Representatives districts as unlawfully biased against Democratic voters. Another state court then replaced that map with one drawn by a bipartisan group of experts. The Supreme Court has a 6-3 far-right majority, and its most extremist justices, including Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch, appeared willing to embrace the independent state legislature doctrine presented by the Republican legislators. While the far-right justices in general asked questions that indicated skepticism towards the state court actions, some signaled that the Republican argument that state constitutions cannot constrain the power of legislatures in setting rules for congressional and presidential elections might go too far. Under the once marginal legal theory they are now promoting, the lawmakers argue that the U.S. Constitution gives state legislatures, and not other entities such as state courts, authority over election rules and electoral district maps. The court's liberal justices suggested the doctrine could free legislatures to adopt all manner of voting restrictions. Lawyers arguing against it also said it could sow confusion by allowing voting rules that vary between state and federal contests. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.